to the core. Everything I held in mind, I've been learned to reach out.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition. We have liftoff. Out and about is a go. All systems are nominal. Well, good afternoon, out and abouters. I'm your host, Maeve. You are listening to KYRS Medical Lake Spokane on 88.1 or 92.3 FM, or perhaps you are streaming from kyrs.org. Thank you for listening. Thanks for tuning in today. I have my friend Trevor Vinchamp on with me today. Hello, Trevor.
Hey, how's it going, Maeve?
Good. And we have a myriad of things that we're going to talk about. And as always, Trevor has a devoted band of followers who will probably be calling into the show, and we'll talk to them. Some of them, I think, have a bone to pick with Trevor. I don't know, or a bone to pick with me.
They always seem to.
Yeah, they do. I don't know what the problem is. You always seem like a fairly nice fellow. I don't know why there's so much, you know, animosity towards you.
I wish I could tell you, honestly, but there's just something about all of these characters. They always seem to have an issue with something that I'm up to.
You know, I'm kind of feeling it myself now, too.
I don't think anyone's going to call in today. It'll be fine.
Okay. All right. But before we get started, I have to acknowledge something. I want to acknowledge and condemn the brutal, immoral, and cowardly acts taken by Jonathan Ross, an ICE agent who murdered Renee Good on January 7th. This took place a day after the five-year anniversary of, well, 2 days after the, or yeah, a day after the five-year anniversary of when traitors and criminals attacked the Capitol building in a terrorist act to attempt a coup and subvert our democracy. The ironically named Department of Justice refuses to even investigate the murder. Trump and his cult think that by killing an innocent person in cold blood with no repercussions will make people cower and stay off the streets, and in fact, it has had an opposite effect. We as a nation have never been more thirsty for justice because we have never seen so much injustice go unchallenged. People are willing to die for justice, for honor, and for truth. All these concepts are ones which Donald Trump has often professed that he does not understand. Today's show is meant to be a fun show. I realize many of you are frustrated because when you turn on the TV or read the paper, you're not seeing what is really going on. I can tell you what I have been watching to stay informed, and that is the Midas Touch Network and Status Quo News on YouTube. I also check in locally with Spokane Indivisible to see what my neighbors are doing to stand up. I join them when I can. Lastly, our own radio station, KYRS, has a great show, Free Range, brought to you by some of the folks from Range Media, and that's on Thursdays at 4. And they mostly concentrate on local news. And don't forget that right after this show, the best source for world news happens, and that's Amy Goodman and Democracy Now! It's easy to feel isolated today, to see the world we know crumbling, what we believed about the morality of some of our family members or our friends going down the drain, to grow up believing that good always triumphs over evil, and to see the people who run our nation and their supporters believing the opposite. Well, it wears on you. But please believe me, justice is coming for all of them. Maybe the chintzy Trump ballroom will become our Nuremberg Palace of Justice. You need to stay healthy to live to see that day. And you know what's healthy? Cross-country skiing. Trevor Vinchamp is an acclaimed content creator, writer, and videographer. You may know him from the show where we have talked about his work with the Friends of the Bluff, and that is not a poker group, but it is a group of people protecting and enhancing the High Drive Bluff Trail System. But today, we are going to start by talking about his work as the Spokane Nordic Ski Association's events director. Welcome, Trevor.
Thank you. That's a very gracious introduction.
Long-winded.
You sneak acclaimed into my description. That's very nice.
Yeah. Is that true?
I guess, you know, I've claimed many things. Not sure how many others do it for me, but yeah. I'll take it.
Okay, and you do a lot of media work around here, and video work, and that's pretty cool. And I imagine you have cool clients and all that stuff. So
I do. I definitely like to do my work for good, not evil. My background was actually in product photography, videography for Amazon products.
Oh, okay.
And at a certain point, I did not feel like that was making the world a better place. So I took my talents elsewhere and decided to try to kind of shine a spotlight on the groups that are doing good in the world.
And there are a lot of those, especially around Spokane, aren't there?
Yeah. Yeah. And you just mentioned one, Friends of the Bluff, that I just will sneak a plug in. They actually have an event going on tonight at 6:00 at the Spokane Women's Club. They're going to be talking about, they have a presentation from the Wildfire Resource Manager. Oh, I'm getting that not quite right.
Okay.
But Nick Jeffries, he's a part of the Spokane Fire Department, and he's going to be talking about the 212 acres that have been treated for wildfire resilience on the bluff over the past year.
Okay.
So if anyone's looking for something to do tonight at 6:00, this show should be over, so they'll be free.
Yeah.
And they can swing over to the Women's Club, no RSVP or cost required to go learn about the work that's being done.
So maybe somebody has a date tonight and they just don't really have a plan, and they could say, maybe it's a first date, and they say, I've got this event I want to take you to. And
this would be a great first date.
I think
people
love
an hour presentation about wildfire fuel reduction followed by a Q&A session. And, you don't want to get your date too excited too soon. So,
well, that's maybe setting the bar a little bit too high for a first date.
Yeah.
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 So now have you always been a cross-country skier?
Not really.
Yeah.
I think I kind of aspired to be when I first moved to Spokane. I went out to the ski swap and got some skis and went up there a couple times, but never took a formal lesson. So I was kind of just, scooting around, trying to look semi-coordinated. And, I think for me, it was just about getting outside in the winter, getting some sun, fresh air during these the short days that we see in Spokane.
Have you ever cross-country skied on the bluff?
No, that's more of an alpine skiing situation, I think. You'd have to be very cautious to
I've thought about
keep
it
pace down
at times, but it's like, I'm too afraid to fall down now.
I'm definitely not authorized to encourage that activity.
Yes, that would be bad. We used to. So how is the snow up on Mount Spokane right now?
It's pretty good, honestly.
Yeah.
I am an intermediate amateur skier, so I'm maybe not as picky as some of the real experts are.
Yeah.
But there's enough snow to get out on the trails, and you're not going to scrape your skis on dirt or anything like that. After this past weekend, this past weekend was great because of that huge
that was
snow
wonderful.
Squall we had briefly. Today it's 53 degrees. I'm not sure exactly what it looks like up there, but we do have an event coming up this weekend. We're feeling very confident that snow conditions will still be good by then. I was just up there on Saturday and watched a couple kids go face first into the powder off to the side of the trail.
Okay.
And they, they went in a good foot or two. So
good.
That's good. If you can't see the child after they fall down, you've got good snow conditions.
Basically, that's how they judge it.
How many kids we lose during the Nordic
that
kids
That explains
lessons.
The little skeletons the when turns. I go huckleberry picking up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's the name of the event?
The event is called Winterfest.
Okay.
Very original. I'm sure you've never heard of any other organizations
Winterfest.
Or areas doing a similar name. But really, I think we kept that name generic because it is a pretty generic event, really. It is the most inclusive of all of Spokane Nordic's events. A lot of their events are, long races.
Like the Langlof.
Yes. So that's actually run by a separate nonprofit, but they actually were combined previously. They split apart decades ago.
Oh, okay.
They may be re-merging in the near future, but
sounds
I cannot comment on that.
Oh my gosh, this sounds like, folks, you've heard it here first.
Here's your exclusive.
This is it.
Uh-huh.
You've been wanting to know about the dirty, dark side of cross-country skiing. Mm-hmm. Here it is.
Here it is. Yeah. Now y'all know Langlauf is organized by a separate group, but they've been hand in hand for many years. They work, Spokane Nordic helps promote and work on Langlauf. All the volunteers for our events are the same as Langlauf.
What a bunch of ingrates.
It's the cross-country ski community. It transcends 501c3 EIN numbers, right? Yeah. It doesn't matter who organized the event. You see the same people up in the lodge every weekend, and you're not worried about drawing lines in the sand. You're just there to help each other.
No, I've never seen anybody do that. I haven't been up there in a few years, but we used to go cross country skiing all the time. Mm-hmm. But it's been a little while. So somebody shows up to Winterfest, what's going to happen?
We've got a couple different things going on. I think first and foremost, the lessons are what drive most people up there. Lessons are all discounted to $20. And I believe rentals might have a special as well. We have adult lessons for classic and skate ski techniques at 9:30, 10:30, and 11:30.
Wow, okay.
For beginner and intermediate. So there's just, like a dozen coaches or more up there, just kind of standing by ready to lead all these different groups. And then we also have a kids clinic at 9 and 11 o'clock, and then a ski joring lesson at 1 o'clock, which is when you have a dog pulling you with a bungee leash while you're on skis. And then there's a treasure hunt at 10 for the kids.
Oh, fun.
Washington Trails Association will be there talking about snowshoeing opportunities on the mountain, and Spokane Mountaineers will be there talking about kind of giving advice for layering, because you don't want to just put on your biggest, heaviest jacket, because that might feel good when you start. But when you're dripping sweat,
and that's the only thing you have to take off.
Yeah, exactly. It gets tricky. So,
well, is it going to be in the lodge right there, the main parking lot?
Yes. That's kind of the hub, is the Selkirk Lodge. We've got a few different booths set up there. But once people start their lessons, they obviously go out a ways onto the trails.
Is that big trailer or a semi truck trailer that's up there, is that what you guys use to keep stuff in?
No, that's actually the rental trailer. So that's organized, that's run by a separate organization or an actual business. But they work with us and discount their rates for,
so they'll be the ones that you could rent equipment from.
Yeah, so anyone that's interested in Winterfest can just go to SpokaneNordic.org, and on that Winterfest webpage, they're going to find links to where they can reserve rentals, their parking pass, and then, obviously sign up for the lessons too. You do need to register for those in advance.
Okay, and how would they do that? Is there a website to go to? Or?
Yeah, SpokaneNordic.org/Winterfest if you want to go straight to the page, Like I said, all that information will be pretty clear when you get there.
Sure. Okay. Well, that sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
And the weather, have you heard how the weather's supposed to be or this weekend?
Cooler than this.
Yeah.
But should be very comfortable.
Nice.
I think, high 30s or something like that. So the snow might be a little wet, but it's not going to impede lessons, and actually will probably just result in everyone being a little more comfortable because it's not too cold.
Sure. I think Mount Spokane is such an amazing place that's right in our backyard that a lot of people really have never been to, or maybe been there once to go downhill skiing or something. It's so cool. We go huckleberry picking there, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, definitely. All year round. There's a lot of activities.
It is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can bike and stuff. This phone line's been just flashing here, and it went off for a second and then it came back on. So do you feel like taking a call?
I'm not sure if I'm going to let you talk to them, just because I tend to get into it with some of these folks.
Okay. You're right. And in fact,
they come on challenging. What is?
I think the last time we did this, there was quite a fight between you and was it an old man or something?
Yeah, and there's some little kid, but he's less argumentative, but it is sad.
So
sad
situation. I might look to you, so you can give me the cutoff sign or or deny it, or maybe he could slip me a note, but I get not wanting to engage. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to...
Take your time, though. I've already covered most of the important stuff here.
Okay. And we'll come back to it.
I might even slip out to the bathroom, honestly, if you...
Okay.
We'll see if this is a good conversation.
You know, whatever you need to do. Okay. Here we go. Let me see, because I don't do the phone pickup thing very often, but I am going to... Hello, caller, can you hear me?
Oh, hello.
Oh, let me adjust the levels. Hi.
Hi.
This is Maeve. Who's this?
First time, long time listener, first time caller.
Oh, is that your name?
I was told I'm supposed to say that.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. That is the secret password for getting on the show.
I am the Batman.
You are? Oh, Batman.
Yes.
Finally. Yeah. The Caped Crusader.
Yeah. I don't know if you knew, but I've been listening to your program ever since I moved to Spokane several months ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's good. I hope it has inspired you, and I hope the reception is good inside the Batcave.
It makes me feel very connected when I listen to your show. I've had trouble making friends since I moved to town.
Yeah.
And there's something about the warmth of your voice and
thank you.
The show that really makes me feel like Spokane maybe does have something to offer me. I had so many friends back in Gotham City.
Yeah.
And
do you think maybe like the black cowl might be putting people off in the black cape? You're in the lilac city. May I suggest a lilac colored cowl and cape?
Are you saying that people don't like masked vigilantes these days?
Well, there are a group of people that seem to be attracted to them, but I'd say you'd have to go a little further east to run into that demographic.
Mm-hmm. I'm not. I just bought my home. That would not be a good financial decision for me.
Yeah. Did you buy a tract home, or where did you buy some
home-built
property?
It's a cave.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I exclusively live in caves, as you may know. I love the darkness.
Yeah.
That's actually one of the main reasons I moved to Spokane. It was because I heard it was dark here for a lot of the year. I thought I'd be able to make lots of friends. I'd invite them over to my cave. We would hang out. And there'd be more time to hang out because the sun goes down early. But it has not gone that way for me so far.
This seems like a trivial question, but does the Bat Cave have a man cave?
We don't. We just call it the man room.
The man room, because that would make sense.
Yeah,
but not the men's room.
Yeah, that confuses people. I tried that because I wanted it to be for lots of men, but people kept
the man
going in there and making a mess.
Kind of like the mankind, for all, like Neil Armstrong's one small step type of thing. Mm-hmm. Well, what's the crime situation like here in the Lilac City? I mean, you could say Gotham City, Lilac City. That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I actually retired. That's part of why I left Gotham. Thank you. I've been around many years, as you know.
Yeah.
And my body can't do what it used to. I thought I could just settle down in Spokane. Seemed like a very peaceful little town.
Yeah.
You know, mostly property crime, which I don't really bother with most of the time. No. But I just have not been able to get connected here. I've met a few friends, and I thought when the winter rolled around, they'd want to come hang out all the time.
Yeah.
But they're all getting outside.
Oh, that's
despite
good.
Not for me. I like the darkness.
We can go out at night.
Yes, yeah. Well, and they do hang out with me at night sometimes. Yeah. But they won't stop talking about cross-country skiing. You just had this guy on.
Yeah.
Is he still there? I'd love to give him a piece of my mind.
No, he is, but you know, he's off mic. Okay. He's off. I have him. Take off your headset. Take off your headset. Okay, good. So he's got his headset off now. So that's all well and good. So I don't want to hurt Trevor's feelings.
So I can speak freely.
Well, you know, we still have FCC regulations, but to some degree, you can speak freely.
Well,
What's your beef with cross country skiing? Let me ask you this before we go. Batman or the Batman, which do you prefer?
I'm not too particular about it. To be completely honest,
I know on your socials, it's the Batman.
Yeah, that is the formal name. Yes, yeah. But I don't mind. You know, my friends call me Batman.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Hey, Batsy. So, what's your problem with cross country skiing?
Well, Trevor, this guy.
Yeah.
He's promoting it, making it more popular. So,
yeah.
That's why I don't like him, because cross country skiing is kind of the antithesis of what I like. I like to stay inside in my cave in the dark.
Yeah.
All winter long. I invite my friends over.
Right.
We have a few drinks. We hang out. It's a good time. We play darts.
Do the Bat-toosie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, lots of many, many good times in Gotham.
Not plain, plain fun.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
But no one was skiing in Gotham. They would just come over and hang out. There was no one coming over and saying, oh, wow, I had the best day on the mountain. Yeah. Oh, it was so sunny. And I cannot relate to it. And it's making it very hard for me to make friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to make Trevor upset here, but is cross-country skiing a degenerate activity?
Well, some might say that. It's quite affordable, which I think, you know, the downhill skiers, they pay for those lift tickets. They go up and down. It's quite a thrill. I imagine it probably feels a little bit like I do when I fly around the city. But cross-country skiing, these degenerates, as you called them, but I'll take it. They only have to pay $125 for a parking pass for their car. And then they can just pack as many kids, adults, dogs, whatever, into their car and just drive them up the mountain.
So it's kind of anti-capitalist, too, besides being degenerate.
Yeah, yeah. And I've always been one to bump elbows with the rich and famous.
Yeah.
By coinky dink.
Nobody knows.
Yeah. And I don't seem to connect with these people that are trying to save money, that are trying to get outside, that are trying to avoid seasonal affective disorder by enjoying themselves, getting exercise. Yeah. I moved to Spokane because I thought I could settle down. I could have some friends over without them trying to get me up on the mountain. They know I don't like it up there. I stick out like a sore thumb in the snow.
Yeah, that's true. You would. Now, I'm going to have to cut for my, do my 20 minute after the hour stuff here. And I don't want to make this seem like a parting shot. So if you want to stay tuned to the same bat station, I guess, on your telephone, then we can talk after this. But in the meantime, I have to play stuff. But I want to ask you, maybe just think about this while I'm playing these spots. How much of this is really about stolen valor, people wearing Lycra that you think are not worthy of wearing Lycra? Okay, so I'm going to play a little music as I load up my stuff here, and we'll be right back with Trevor, who has wandered off.
Hey, sorry.
I'm
here.
Here. And the Batman. Oh, here, okay. Here's a little music, and we'll be right back.
You may be surprised. People of this world are getting organized. You're bound to lose, and your fascists bound to lose. And all you fascists are bound to lose. Fascists are bound to lose. You fascists are bound to lose. And all you fascist boys are bound to lose. There's people of every nation marching side by side, march across the field where a million fascists died.
and about. Receive support from Eastern Washington University, the region's polytechnic, offering an increased emphasis on real-world, hands-on learning to build career-ready skills and a lifelong community. More information at ewu.edu.
Out and About receives support from Boots Bakery and Lounge, specializing in vegan bistro fare and gluten-free baked goods. Located in the Saranac Commons, 19 West Main Street in Spokane. Open 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. Sundays. Full menu and information at bootsbakery.com. Okay, we're back. You're listening, of course, to KYRS Medical Lake Spokane. I'm your host, Maeve. And we, you know, we don't get callers very often because it's hard for me with my hearing loss and stuff to handle the board here with that. But we did have one, and boy, oh boy, what a caller did we get. We have the Batman on the line with us. Hello, the Batman.
Thank you for using my formal title.
You're welcome. I feel like you've earned it. Now, did you hear those underwriters that I have there?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know you're retired, but if you ever wanted to say, just keep your name out there, you could underwrite something. You could underwrite it. You could underwrite any show you wanted to. And you could say, I'm not putting words in your mouth, but you could say something like, you know, blank show is brought to you by Batman. The Batman. Mm. And then leave it at that.
You've given me a lot to think about today.
Well, thank you. I think people come in here and they know they're not going to get answers. They're just going to have more questions. I think people listening to the show probably too, you know, and that the human curiosity, it's a beautiful thing.
It is. It is.
So, So we kind of touched on the Lycra thing, and maybe yeah. I hit a raw nerve on that. Because to be honest, you kind of let yourself go a little bit after you retired. I know how hard it is as you get older to stay in shape, but I don't want to body shame you.
It's true. It's true. And, you know, it's about health. You're not putting me down. But you're right. I'm not the bat I used to be.
Yeah.
I do think, if I really check myself, that there is a little more to this. There may be a little bit of jealousy.
Yeah.
They get to wear the outfits.
Yeah.
I feel silly wearing my outfit now. I'm not fighting crime. What am I doing? Why do I wear this if I'm not sneaking in the shadows at night? I don't know. I also, one time, one of my friends came over and he was still wearing his outfit. I mistook him for Mr. Freeze.
Oh, jeez.
And I immediately kind of activated some PTSD.
Oh.
And we got into it, but
because he probably had some snow on him still.
Yes.
Because a green guy dressed in green, you might have some questions, but those questions aren't appearing as questions, so you're not going to think he's the Riddler.
Right. It's definitely a Mr. Freeze vibe. And,
yeah.
You know, I am going to therapy. I'm doing the work. I've got a lot to work on, I know. But there's still some truth to this. Maybe I shouldn't be mad at the cross-country, the sport of cross-country skiing.
Just be mad at Trevor.
Yes, but because he's making it so popular. Yes, that's the problem. I need friends. I moved here to retire, to have some friends for my wine club and poker nights, but nobody's showing up. They're all too busy. They want to talk about other things. And, I've even tried finding different kinds of friends, bonding over different hobbies. I went to the dog park. I tried to meet some dog owners. They're all up there skiing now. Yes, exactly.
Taking their dog and having them pull.
Yeah, well, and you know,
which would be a great for me if I was a supervillain. That's what I would do. That's how I'd get around.
Mm. That would be pretty cool. Yeah. Now that I think about it. Yeah. I don't know, but us bats have never been super fond of dogs. I'm not sure. It's been tricky, and. I was racking my brain thinking, who might not cross-country ski? Who could I invite over that is probably going to be free? They're not likely to be up there. I thought, well, that might have something in common with me. I'm a bat.
Yeah.
Bats are blind.
Yeah.
I thought maybe a blind man
Would be similar
to a Batman. Yeah. So I invited over some of my blind friends.
Yeah.
They're up there skiing too. Can you believe it?
Wow.
Yeah. It's so, called adaptive skiing.
Adaptive skiing.
Yeah. So they get somebody out there guiding them, telling them where to go so they don't crash into stuff. And it's impressive, but still, who am I supposed to hang out with? I thought maybe someone with a disability issue. Yeah. They're in a wheelchair, perhaps.
Right.
They're out there too.
Whoa.
Then a sit ski.
Yeah, I that has to hurt. And I would imagine there has to be a temptation to maybe invite some of your lesser known arch enemies like Louis the Lilac or Egghead or something like that. But then I just think it always comes down to you're drinking with this guy and they're going to say, we're not that much different. You and I,
maybe.
And that's got to get old.
I'm retired, but I can't turn it off.
Yeah.
I can't just be friends with my old nemesis.
Yeah. Well, when and I don't want to, I know you're dealing with a lot having moved here and had big hopes, pinning a lot of hopes and dreams on the heart of the Inland Empire or the Inland Northwest now. But, you hear people, I want to know, how do you feel when you hear people say, he's made his bat, let him lie in it.
You're really getting me with the hard-hitting questions today.
I thought that's pretty clever, and I thought that's kind of mean.
Yeah.
It would have been meaner if I hadn't blown the line, but it's still very mean.
Yeah, well, talking about blowing the line, I'm just going to say no comment. Okay. I can't even respond to that.
Yeah, you're obviously a little choked up on that.
And yeah, it's hard for me.
I did not know that, but that utility belt that you just pulled the Kleenex out of, is that the regular size Kleenex or is it one of those like little ones you get in the hospital?
They are the hospital packs.
Okay.
But I did retool my toolkit on my belt, I should say.
Yeah.
When I retired, obviously, I'd have some lozenges.
Yeah.
I've got a deck of playing cards.
Yeah.
I just want to be prepared in case I meet a potential friend.
Yeah.
Have a health, a hygiene issue I need to address. Because those things do happen to me more than they used to. I used to have a first aid kit. I don't even have that anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not getting into enough trouble. I just have my medications organized by day.
And I imagine there's a liability issue too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's just that you're not a superhero anymore, so probably your insurance doesn't cover some of that. And
I don't even have an insurance plan anymore.
Wow.
Yeah. It got too expensive.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into that, but
that's a kind of a callback to how we started this show.
Affordable Care Act. It's not as affordable anymore, I guess.
No. Well, who would have thought supervillains could have had reached so high that they could have succeeded so well?
Maybe I shouldn't have retired. Maybe I made a big mistake. I retired around October of last year thinking, this is a good time.
Yeah, what could happen?
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like we've got things figured out. We're back on track now.
Back on track. Everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that I feel like maybe we're getting set up for kind of maybe a comeback tour.
Mm. I don't know. Look at me. Do you really think I'm prepared for that? You think I could pull it off?
Oh, honestly? Honestly? No.
Oh. I was really hoping you'd say yeah, because like I said, I don't have a lot going on these days, and maybe there is an itch I need to scratch.
Yeah, maybe there is. Have you tried model trains?
I haven't.
Well, give them a go.
Okay, and if that doesn't work out, I'll start fighting crime again.
Yeah, start fighting crime. Start out, you can start off with the model train. Make sure the model trains run on time. But I kind of thought maybe this business model that you have, I mean, you have basically an apprentice or an unpaid intern in Robin all those years. Can Robin promote into the Batman 2, or how does that work?
I have been trying to prep him for that for decades.
Yeah.
The kid just does not want to lead.
Yeah.
He's a follower.
Yeah.
And I love him. Yeah, everybody knows I love Robin, but I do everything I can to try to build him up and make him feel like he could take the reins, but he just couldn't do it. He's a passenger princess.
Well, yeah, that's a good way of putting it. The way when he smacks his hand, you know, into his fist or like that, you know, I always think, okay, and he grits his teeth and you think, here it comes. Here's going to be something really pithy or something definitive. Here's going to be his life declaration or something like that. But it's usually just something like, can I borrow the keys to the Batmobile? And I would imagine. And it's like a guy like that. Yeah. What can you do?
Yeah.
Maybe you've done too much for him.
I clearly picked the wrong kid. You know, yeah. I should have started with a real go-getter, but I thought Robin had the potential. Well, I really thought, you know, it'd be better to, you know, take a kid that I could mold, I could build him up instead of one that I had to rein in that was too crazy already. But I needed a crazy one to rein in. I cannot seem to motivate this kid.
Yeah, sometimes it's easier to rein in the crazy than to kind of take the reined in and make them crazy.
Exactly. And lately, he won't stop doing this 6-7 thing. It's driving me crazy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You know, I can just see like the old cards of Biff, Pow, Bam, 6-7.
He's been doing that every time I punch someone, because he doesn't punch people really. He doesn't do much, but I punch people. He goes, 6-7.
Well, you guys do that thing where you pick him up with your back to back, and he kind of like flips his feet at him like he's practicing swimming or something.
Yeah. This isn't broadcast in Gotham City, right? He's not going to hear this.
No. Nobody listens to the show. And also, he doesn't seem like he's too skookum on computer stuff.
No. You kind of think that he's
everybody knows he's a kid,
but no, he's what is he, a Gen X? I'm not even sure.
I don't know either, but obviously he's been hit in the head a lot of times.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, if I know he's not listening, he's a big reason why I retired. I just can't stand him. He's driving me crazy. It's the 6-7 thing specifically, actually. It drove me crazy. It was the last straw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that could be like a superpower, the 6-7 thing.
Hmm.
You know, you just keep wearing. I mean, obviously, it's kind of your kryptonite. I mean, I hate to say it, but that may kind of temper any kind of comeback, because if, you know, if the Riddler poses you some riddle, you always know the answer is going to be 6-7.
That's such a Riddler thing to do. You're so right. Yeah. I can't. This is why I have to retire. If my villains find out this new weakness, it was overdue.
Yeah.
You know, we all know it. I think it's time. I need a break.
You know what year I started watching Batman as a kid?
No.
1967.
Wow.
Yep. 6-7. Wow. There it is.
That's
There's Nostradamus meets Keanu.
I gotta be honest with you. I called in voluntarily.
Yeah.
Because I thought you were a friend. I thought you had a warm voice that would help me get connected in Spokane. Now you're 6-7-ing me. Right after I told you.
Only in the most warm kind of
There's
way.
There's no warm way to 6-7 someone, especially after I just told you how much it irritates me.
Well, I thought I was maybe doing some aversion therapy.
Maybe I feel quite averted, if I'm honest. I might need to step away to cool off.
Okay.
I need a minute. I'll call back to chat with you later.
Okay. Well, or don't.
Well,
okay.
I do feel like that's it. Okay. All right. I need to go. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Oh, man. Whew. Man. Kind of got under my collar a little bit.
Yeah.
Trevor, I'm glad you didn't. I'm sure you
I've been listening.
You were listening?
I mean, how could I not? I mean, I was standing outside, but these, when they're not soundproof.
No.
Not when people are yelling and...
Yeah, security came up here and looked at me just to wonder what was going on.
Yeah, good thing it was a caller, not someone in the studio. That could
my
have gotten
gosh.
Pretty
yeah.
uncomfortable.
Yeah, I would have had to activate the bat shields or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if that works against.
So against I guess, you know, maybe this might be the final blow to the Batman, but Marvel or DC? Do you have a choice?
Mm. Oh, boy. Well, you know, I know I'm kind of poking the bear here.
Yeah.
I know he's sitting at home listening right now. Yeah. I got to go Marvel.
Oh, boy.
I got to go Marvel.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The DC movies are kind of, they're too long. They just kind of feel like they're, what's the word I'm looking for? Self-serving.
Yeah.
You know, a little pretentious.
Oh, a little pretentious,
I don't know. Kind of like but Marvel's here to entertain.
Yeah, that's their job is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well.
I think they're also more powerful superheroes. I guess Superman can do it all. Batman's
He just got money and he can, you know, and he's done good things with his money. I know you're still listening. You've done great things. And you know what? No one begrudges you your retirement.
How's Batman. He gotten all the money to do these good things? Probably
Wayne Enterprises.
Is that his sponsor?
Wayne Enterprises buys a lot of his stuff.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, he's been gifted. Well, they do grants. Wayne Enterprises does grants. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, Batman tends to grab those grants.
Hmm.
I don't know what kind of goods he's got on him. I don't know, but yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
where are those grants going now that he's retired?
I don't know. I mean, maybe KYRS should apply for a Bruce Wayne grant.
Yeah. You did need a Batman shield, right?
I did. I need, or bat repellent or something like that, you know, or at least a secret escape tunnel of some sort.
Well, it was nice to see him get mad at you, to be honest, because like I said, they always have a bone to pick with me.
But this is a superhero.
Another reason why I'm glad it's you, not me.
Well, it's true because I feel a little exposed.
He seemed pretty washed up, but he is local now, so that's concerning.
Yeah. Well, and I could see him on the Zoom call, so I could tell that he had gained a little weight.
Is he still wearing, was he wearing the whole, hat, the mask? I don't know what he calls it.
I really don't know what he was wearing from the camera down, but the camera up, it was nothing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was weird because you would think like nipple piercing would show through the lycra, but it didn't.
Hmm.
I mean, not that I know of. That could have, he might have gotten the nipple piercings after he retired. I don't know.
That seems like a nice retirement.
Yeah. Give yourself a little gift, you know, because boy, I'll tell you what, you sure wouldn't want like a supervillain grabbing hold of those things, you know?
Yeah.
Like, where's your parachute, Batman? And then pulling, I can see that. Please, any supervillains, do not listen to what I just said.
I'm curious, are you allowed to say the term when you grab them and twist them? Is that an appropriate term to use on the radio? I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe.
I'll bite my tongue. Everyone knows what it's called. Yeah. Grab and twist.
The grab and twist.
Mm-hmm. At least when a bully does it.
Yeah. I don't know if you can or not, but I think everybody knows what we're talking about.
Right.
And, you know, his original costume being the color it was, too, it kind of would blend in, I would think. I don't know.
Yeah. I wonder what he was into. All that black leather.
I don't know. Oh. Look, we're not going to go there.
Okay.
Because
probably should not talk about his personal
life. Batman. Oh, got another call coming. You want it? We've only got about 10 minutes here, but you want to?
It's probably him.
It could be. Okay, I'm going to put him up
on
the screen and answer the phone. And it's a little hazy. Hello.
Hello,
caller. Oh, hello.
Hi. Is this Maeve?
This is Maeve. Who's this?
Good. This is Bruce Wayne. I just heard you talking about my enterprises. I wanted to give you a call and surprise you.
Oh, well, it's good to hear from you, Mr. Wayne. And thanks for your, I think you're a $36 month supporter of KYRS. And I want to thank you for that.
Yeah, I am. I had to decrease that just slightly this coming year.
Yeah, you know, well,
the economy's rough. Even.
Right.
Well,
how are the tariff situation for Wayne Enterprises?
You know, us billionaires are doing okay right now. I'm not going to lie to you. We don't love the tariffs.
Yeah.
But all in all, I'm doing okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what's Wayne Enterprises? What are they enterprising? What are they?
That's confidential now. We're working with the United States government, and we are sworn to secrecy.
Okay.
They don't want me to really talk about any of it, if I'm honest. But nothing to worry about.
Is
at
that
all.
You're looking at the Zoom? Is that a killer robot behind you?
Oh, no, that is that's decor. I know it looks a little. Sorry, it's moving.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's a high tech coat hanger. Rack. Yes, it walks around my house.
Okay.
In case I need to take an article of clothing off and hang it somewhere.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Phew, I don't know. I just always go to killer robot in my mind, and I apologize for that.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy cross country skiing? Is that why you've been listening to the show?
That is actually why I called in.
Okay.
I mean, in addition to just saying hi, because I love free promotion of the enterprises.
Yeah.
But yes, I really, you know, everyone knows that I've got a great relationship with Batman. Always have. But, you know, he stepped away a few years ago, and he has really gone off the deep end. I got to say, he's becoming a little hostile. He's very insecure, if I'm honest with you. Yeah, he doesn't really know who he is anymore. I don't know if you've ever, you know, met someone that just kind of sinks their entire identity into their job. And then when they retire, they're just kind of...
It's sort of the American
aimless.
Way.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, that's why I'll never retire. I'll at least stay somewhat involved. I need to be the decision maker for my business.
Okay.
Batman, unfortunately, has kind of gone off the deep end recently.
So you feel like maybe his anger towards cross-country skiing may just be, is it sort of like a, is it because people are out there doing healthy things or why?
You're right. I mean, it's pretty misguided and it's clearly coming from a place of insecurity.
Yeah.
You know, one, these people are getting outside. They're getting sunlight, which he doesn't like. They're going outside. He doesn't like that either.
Yeah.
They're getting exercise, which he used to like, but as you saw, he's not exercising quite as much anymore. It's kind of a source of insecurity now. They're all kind of wearing his outfit, which makes him pretty jealous and bitter because he's been invited. I know for sure that his friends have invited him, but he won't go.
Oh, boy.
Again, insecurity based, I think, but you know, it's not like all the skiers up there are wearing tight-fitting clothing. He could put on a baggy shirt. I wouldn't wear cotton because it gets wet.
Yeah.
And, you know, it gets too cold. But, you know, polyester or a nice jacket. He's got lots of options. But unfortunately, he has taken it upon himself to tear down the entire cross-country ski industry. And, you know, I'm sorry that it's come to you, poor Spokane, and you yourself.
Well, Trevor, you know, follows this kind of thing follows Trevor around, so it's not really my fault.
Yeah, you know, I gotta say, that's a stand-up guy. I Bruce Wayne fully endorse Trevor Finchamp. I think he's a wonderful guy with great ethics.
Well, that's good. That's
so
good.
That
to
means
hear.
A lot coming from me.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
He'll be thrilled to get my endorsement.
I think so too.
Mm-hmm.
I think so too.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be, you're okay with cross country skiing. Okay.
Oh yeah.
And, do you ever go up there and do that yourself or?
Well, I visit Spokane sometimes,
mm-hmm.
But I do still live in Gotham City. So,
okay.
You know, I have limited time, but I do enjoy cross country skiing. Absolutely. Downhill skiing, excuse me. And I was more of a snowboarder myself.
Sure.
It's kind of what the cool guys do.
Yeah. Well, playboys.
Yeah. Which, you know, I may have been called a time or
two. Oh, you have been.
Yeah.
You have been.
Yes. I have been known to ride the ski lifts with a snow bunny or two.
Oh, boy.
But You see where this is going? It got me in some trouble.
Yes.
I tend to run into the same people at the lodge, and it gets problematic.
Yes.
But when I ventured down to the cross-country section in the mountains near me, as well as at Mount Spokane, I found a different culture. Yeah. It wasn't about being cool or, there was no riding the ski lift with a partner. When you want to go uphill, you have to earn it.
Yeah.
And as a self-made billionaire, I think it's really important that people understand what it takes to earn something. You're not just going to get lifted to the top of the ladder. You're not going to be a billionaire.
No.
Unless you're one of my children, which I don't have any children. Never mind.
Well, you have your youthful ward, Bruce Wayne, or youthful ward, Dick Grayson. Is that?
You know, I actually try not to learn their names.
Okay.
I'm very busy.
Well, that way, if funny stuff happens and you have to go to court, it's probably for the best.
Yeah, definitely. I like to keep my distance. I like to play it safe. I follow the lawyer's advice.
Yeah.
They're all interns. Everything's on the up and up.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to pay them. Like I said, margins are thin. Yeah. If I want to keep my salary where it's at, I have to make some cost-saving measures here.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
and
good.
I've got a lot of bills to pay. People say, oh, you've got so much money. Yes, I do. And they think that I can just give it to someone else. But I have a very expensive lifestyle that I have to maintain. I can't just
The thing about cross-country skiing, it's very inexpensive sport. I mean, I think it was this weekend is the event coming up where people can go up and learn how to cross-country ski up at Mount Spokane.
Yeah, I'm actually going to be there.
Winter Fest, I believe it's called. Mm-hmm. And, you can go up there, and if you want, it wouldn't cost you a dime. Go up and look.
Well, it would cost me a dime. But, I mean, for me, it wouldn't even feel like a dime. But like you said, I mean, it's a good cost-cutting measure. Yeah. So I think that's kind of why I gravitated toward cross country skiing, and I only take my lessons during Winterfest because I don't want to pay the full price. I have a lifestyle to maintain.
You do. You need
to take advantage of these discount lessons.
And you have a reputation of being rather dashing, and we have to terminate the show here with Extreme Prejudice in a minute, but I feel like I would be remiss of not pointing out to you on the space before you head out to do anything else. It looks like your white shirt that you're wearing is kind of misbuttoned, and you have looks like a little blood right underneath your nipples.
I had some French fries.
Okay.
All right. With ketchup.
And delicious. Yeah. Delicious. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Bruce Wayne.
Thank you. I hope to see everybody at Winterfest this weekend.
I hope so too.
I'm going to be there. I'd love to give some people some pointers about their finances or their skiing.
I'm sure they would enjoy that.
Yes.
Okay. That is it. And thank you, Batman. Thank you, Bruce Wayne. People say you never see those two together, but they were right there. They called on the show, Trevor, together.
I think that's kind of proof that that they're separate people, right? How could they possibly call
them? Well, Batman, he wears a mask,
mm-hmm.
and Bruce Wayne doesn't.
If you wear a mask, you're going to commit to the mask full time.
Yeah.
Right? So he's his own guy. And, he seemed much more insecure than Bruce Wayne. I don't think you can just flip a switch like that.
No, no, you can't. All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for tuning in to Out and About. Thanks to my lovely guest, Trevor Finchamp. Thanks to Batman. Thanks to Robin, who didn't call in, thankfully. And thank you, Bruce Wayne. Commissioner Gordon, Chief O'Hara, Egghead, Louis the Lilac, Mr. Freeze, the whole gang. Thanks to everybody. You are listening to KYRS Medical Lake, Spokane.
Already investing humongous sums of money in space data centers. As the CEO of one outfit called StarCloud bluntly says, it's not a debate, it's going to happen. The Hightower Radio Lowdown is made possible by you subscribers to Jim Hightower's Lowdown on Substack. Find us at jimhightower.substack.com.
Hey there, this is Ant I from The Electric Bender, and you're listening to KYRS Medical Lake Spokane.
KYRS Medical Lake and K222BG Dartford, 88.1 FM and 92.3 FM, Thin Air Community Radio. The following program was pre-recorded.
From New York, this is Democracy Now!
We urge the Iranian authorities to halt immediately all forms of violence and repression against peaceful protesters and to restore full access to the internet and telecommunications services.
As Iran continues its bloody crackdown on anti-government protesters, President Trump announces a 25% tariff on countries that do business with Iran, like China and India. We'll speak with Professor Vali Nasser, author of Iran's Grand Strategy, A Political History. He says this time is different for Iran. As Trump threatens Iran, Venezuela, Mexico, Greenland, and more, we'll also speak with the renowned historian Alfred McCoy about his new book, Cold War on Five Continents, A Global History of Empire and Espionage. His recent article, Ending the American Dream by 2029. But first, as ICE agents terrorize communities nationwide, activists in Los Angeles are demanding justice for Keith Porter, a 43-year-old African-American father of two shot dead by an off-duty ICE agent on New Year's Eve. Porter's mother spoke at a vigil this weekend.
I just want to touch my baby one last time, kiss his face and hold him. I don't have him. His life was snatched from us, Lord. Please, I just wish you could get justice for my child.
We'll speak with Keith Porter's cousin, a member of Black Lives Matter Los Angeles, and with Pan-African Studies professor Melina Abdullah. All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. The state of Minnesota and the cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul have sued the federal government in an effort to halt an unprecedented surge of federal immigration agents into the state. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison likened the deployment of ICE agents to a federal invasion.
Deployment of thousands of armed mass DHS agents to Minnesota has done our state serious harm. This is, in essence, a federal invasion of the Twin Cities and Minnesota, and it must stop. DHS agents have sown chaos and terror across the metropolitan area and in cities across the state of Minnesota.
To see our interview with AG Ellison, go to Democracy.